So we're doing the laws of Pesach. Every person has to give kimcha de pischa. Once you're a member of the city, if you're there with the intention of living there, or you plan on sticking around and you're there for over 30 days, but you plan on staying for a while, so then a person is obligated to join in the fund of kimcha de pischa for that city. Now, kimcha de pischa is also called mos chitim, the money for the wheat. There were generations when the poor could all grind their own flour, so then we would only give money to buy wheat because that was cheaper, and then there were generations where they couldn't grind their own flour, so we'd actually give them the flour kimcha de pischa, the flour of Pesach, to buy the flour to make matzah. And nowadays, they don't have the money, they don't have the capacity to make their own matzah, so we actually give them matzahs. We have to give enough so that every poor person in town can purchase matzahs for the whole Yom Tov, and everyone has to give based on what they can give. Everyone has to join in the kimcha de pischa, and that's a responsibility for everyone. The poor are relying on us, and we have to help them out. Chazal said that we have to give kimcha de pischa, and we don't have this mitzvah by any other Yom Tov, that you specifically have a fund that's instituted for the Yom Tov. Kimcha de pischa is because, first of all, Pesach is the time that we're all free. And part of honoring Hashem is that every family could sit together in happiness and enjoy the Yom Tov. So that's number one. It's part of the chayrus, part of the freedom of the Jewish people. Number two is that matzah is more difficult for the poor man to purchase. It's more expensive. So Chazal said you got to help him out before the Yom Tov so that they'll all have matzah. And thirdly, that the poor are in anticipation. Those are the two reasons. Now, Chazal said that when a poor man is anticipating to get from us charity and we don't give it, so then it's as though we've spilt his blood, because he's expecting, he's waiting in anticipation that we will give it, and then we let him down. So this is one of those examples where he's in anticipation that we'll give him, and we have to live up to the anticipation. In preparation for Pesach, so we clean. And the Yerushalmi brings that the women used to go to great extremes cleaning, and that's their minhag, we shouldn't make fun of it. So even if there are minhagim that the mother says, clean out the inside of the screw, or clean out the walls and the floor, whatever, even if it's beyond the call of duty, that's the way it's been for generations, that for Pesach we clean even beyond the call of duty. We have to make sure that we have to get rid of any amount of food that we would otherwise eat. Now, when we're cleaning for Pesach, so there are different levels to the cleaning. Number one is you want to ensure that you won't end up eating chametz on Pesach. So if there's a chance you'll have half a candy bar in some pocket or on some shelf or even a little piece of chocolate that you might come to eat. So for that size, you have to clean. And when you check for the chametz, you have to check even for that size. Whatever it is, whatever is a normal size, meaning if you had a small piece of chocolate, if you'd find it in your pocket, you might just pop it into your mouth, or a piece of gum. So that size, whatever the size is that you would ordinarily pop into your mouth if you found it, if you might do that, so then that anywhere that might be has to be checked. So that includes clothing, that includes shelves, that includes anywhere we might have left such a piece of chocolate or gum or other type of chametz. Then there's the cleaning of chametz in areas that we actually eat, meaning we our description just precluded crumbs, but let's say the mixer you're going to use to make food with. Well, that mixer has crumbs. Things that we will actually ingest, that we use in the manufacturing of the food we're going to eat on Pesach, those things have to be clean, even from the smallest crumb, because you're not allowed to eat even a crumb of chametz on Pesach. Meaning, we have to discern between the cleaning of areas that are outside the kitchen or outside where we eat, and areas where we eat. Meaning, when I say we don't have to look for crumbs, I mean on the shelf, between the books and stuff like that. But if you're going to take, let's say, the bencher to the meal at the Pesach table, And in the bench you have crumbs, and those crumbs could very easily slip onto the table or into the soup or anywhere else. So then I'm worried about those crumbs as well. Anywhere that the food is where I might actually come to eat it, there I'm concerned even for the smallest crumb. Is that clear? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.